to the Marketing Your Podcast show, guys. Today is another Toolbox edition, and it's going to be a short and sweet episode where we give you guys some cool, really easy strategies that you guys can use to get more reviews, which every podcaster needs. And also, if you guys have some sort of paid program, paid subscription model, we're going to talk about some cool ways that you guys can get more members into your community there as well. Now, before we do that, I got to give a quick shout out to a couple of people. Queen Yam recently left a 5-star review and said about the podcast and said that they loved it. They said the podcast brings so much value to podcasts and entrepreneurs. Don't miss it. And so I just really appreciate the 5-star review. Diana said that the podcast was informative and motivational, and we appreciate you. Nacho Carroll, Project Ollie, everybody who's recently left reviews. Every single review goes a really long way in helping our show reach more people and also let people know what they can expect. And it helps them to know that the show might be worth listening to. So we got to give a big shout out to you guys for helping us in our journey. Now, one of the reasons that this show came up was because over the last several months on one of the shows or some of the shows that we've been working with, we've really tried to figure out, you know, the number one goal is, well, how do we move up the charts, right? Because if we move up the charts, obviously a lot of good things happen. And what we found is that the number one determinant of moving up the charts, well, there's two, right, is downloads and reviews. And downloads and reviews seem to be the two things that really you can control that will help you move up the charts. And so we've been trying to find different ways to encourage people, to bribe people even, to really help them to be comfortable or wanting to go out there and give us or leave us a review. And so the first thing that we did with one of our shows was we launched a contest. We have a new show that just came out, and the launch was kind of out of nowhere, frankly. I mean, obviously for us, we had been putting a lot of work in, a lot of time over the last several months to get it ready. But in terms of letting the public know or letting, you know, anybody know, we didn't really do a very good job of telling a whole lot of people. We just kind of put out the show. And we put out a few emails, we did some social posts, I mean, we did some of the basics, but in terms of really revving up and launching, it wasn't as big as it maybe could have been. Now, with that being said, on our first day out, we ended up, you know, getting into the top 30, I think, in our category. Over our first week, we hung around in the top 50, and I think we ended up getting something like 30 some odd reviews in the first several days, which is okay. But one thing that we really attributed to, and the thing that really helped drive that over the first several days, was a contest. And we use a company called Glean.io. They're actually a really cool contest company that help makes it easy to just set up a contest. And this is in no way endorsed or sponsored by them. They're not paying me at all, but we use them and because it makes it really easy. And what I really love about it is that you can have them do a variety of different things. So you can have them visit your podcast. You can have them visit your YouTube channel. You can have them send a tweet or invite a friend. You can have these different ways that people can get involved or ways that they can get different entries. And it makes it kind of a fun little game for people to play as they are getting more entries into the contest. And so the contest was a really, really fun, easy way that we were able to drive those. Another thing that we did is we gave away some free stuff. And so on our, so the first contest that we ran, that was kind of all run outside of the show. We didn't really mention that contest on the show. It was all done via social media promotion and an email promotion. We ran some ads to that contest. But the other one, right, the other way that we ran a contest was completely done right through the show. And so in the intros and outros, we had our hosts mention that if the listeners gave us a review, we would choose five people, or we would choose different reviewers, different listeners, and select them to win a particular prize. And in this instance, it was like some free recordings, or it was like access to some, you know, some really cool stuff that our audience really wanted. Now, for you, the prize is going to be different, you know, for every person, every host. You're going to want to give them something that they really are going to get excited about. But what we did is we had the hosts say at the beginning and the end of every show, hey, if you leave us a review, and what we had the audience do is if they leave a review and they screenshotted that review, and in this particular instance, we had them tweet it to our host, right? And that was, there was kind of a way to be able to get it to the host. You can have them do a variety of things. You can have them email it to you. You can have them, you know, we just wanted to have them show some sort of proof. In that Glean.io contest that we mentioned, you can't specifically ask to have them leave a review, but we had them similarly screenshot a picture and upload it so that we could, you know, in a way kind of verify it. But these contests and these, you know, fun little incentives, they work. And what was really, really interesting is for a while we were really stagnating it with reviews, and it kind of, we saw our spots in the charts kind of dwindling and starting to drop. And since we started and implemented this contest, we've been getting reviews consistently. I mean, there were times before where we would go days or weeks between reviews, but now we're getting reviews almost every single day, if not, you know, multiple reviews daily. And that has really, really helped with charts. That's helped with downloads. And also it's helped to give us some insight onto what is actually working or what people are really enjoying about the show. And so contest is a really, really, I don't want to say easy one, but it's a simple thing that you can do to get more reviews. And so contests are a really, really great way for you to really drive those reviews. The second way, and the other way, is actually something that we did earlier today on the show. And that is actually reading the reviews or acknowledging the people in the community who have left reviews on your show. And we've done this a couple of ways. We've actually seen it work with reviews. So we had a show similarly where we weren't having, you know, very much positive traction when it came to reviews. So the ones that did came in, we made it a point to really thank them live on the show. And that encouraged more people to go and leave reviews. We also have seen this with paid subscription. And so people, we have a show that has a Patreon community. And at the beginning of every show, they read the names of the members and thank the members who joined the Patreon community. And it's, they don't even really mention, it's not even like a hard sales push at all. But what ends up happening is that after every episode, we find that a couple more people join the Patreon. And so just by acknowledging and just by mentioning people, it gives social proof because it's like, hey, other people are doing this, so they're not going to be the only one. But then B, people also look at it as like, hey, I want to get that shout out. I want to get that, you know, recognition. I want to be on the show, if you will. And so that gives them that extra bonus and that extra incentive to be able to do that. And so contests and reading the reviews at the beginning of your shows are just two really, really simple ways that you can drive reviews or drive them to wherever that you're doing, right? And maybe it's joining a program or joining a community or joining a group or, you know, whatever that next call to action is, the people that are taking that next step, it's great to acknowledge them on your show. I hope that you gained some value out of this today. If you did, I'd love for you to let me know. Come find me on LinkedIn, or I'm on Twitter now, Hector_podcast. I'm trying to, you know, figure out if that's going to be the thing, but right now that's where you can find me. And let me know what you learned. Let me know what your best way for driving reviews are, and if there's any cool tips or tricks that are worth mentioning on the show. Thanks for being part of the MYP fam. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to this Toolbox episode of the Marketing Your Podcast show. We know there are plenty of podcasts that you could be listening to, and we're excited that you decided to join us today. I would encourage you to go back and listen to the other Toolbox episodes and find ones that are most relevant to your show. If you have any requests for future shows, come and find me on LinkedIn. That's Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R, Santi Esteban, S-A-N-T-I-E-S-T-E-B-A-N, and connect with me there. And of course, if you enjoyed the show today or any of our other episodes, we'd be forever grateful if you decided to give us a rating or review on your favorite podcast provider. We hope you're having an amazing day, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Marketing Your Podcast show.